Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Hyde. Well, this week on the show, we have Joni Riley. And Joni Riley is a psychologist and a counsellor from Mace in Dublin. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman.
Again, great to have you with us. So what causes some people to be more anxious than others?
Well, again, anxiety depends on what's happened, what their situation has been, and what their, if they've had a traumatic experience of some kind. For example, a common one would be going in a lift. Okay, right. Now that was my experience. I am quite claustrophobic. I dislike being enclosed. I dislike having to go into a lift, though I make myself do it, because the only way to conquer fear is to actually do it,
really?
Is to face fear and do it, and to do it slowly and in little steps. Now, I can explain that to you in a moment, but I remember as a child, around, I must have been about four, being in somebody's garage one day with other group of children, and suddenly realising, I can't get out of here, because the door had a snib on it, which was way higher than me, and I couldn't reach it. So I remember feeling, suddenly getting all the sensations of fear, anxiety and panic. I can still remember it. And, you know, like my sensations were, I get pins and needles up my arms. Yeah. My heart starts to thump. My stomach will start to sort of gurgle, and I begin to get shaky and wobbly. Those are normal anxiety reactions of the body. Mm. And so I remember going over to the door and just saying to one of the older people, I can't get out, or I want to get out. And they just opened the door and let me out. And I can still remember running out into the air, I'm free. Yeah. And from that day onwards, I have a fear of anything enclosed. Right. And so, you know, one of those toilets you go into where you have to shut the door and turn the knob,
yes,
and there's no window and there's no nothing.
Yeah.
They terrify me.
Really?
In case that knob wouldn't turn.
A lot of people are like that.
Absolutely. Going into a lift, if the door doesn't open quickly enough, I will get all the symptoms of suffocation. I will get the pins and needles up my arm, and I will begin to almost, I could get into sort of like a hyperventilation. Now, I know better.
Yes.
At this stage. But that could very quickly happen to me because I had a fear when I was a child.
Okay.
So what I have to do with that fear is I have to, one, breathe. That's how you calm anxiety, is to breathe, okay? Just taking a deep, right? And then breathing out slowly. It's the slowness that causes the body and the diaphragm to relax.
Really?
And we need to try and relax the diaphragm. We need to release oxygen into the brain. And so taking deep breaths. And if you practice actually taking deep breaths,
it works.
When you're not in a panic, it will come to your aid when
really?
You are. So I suggest to people to, you know, when they're standing in the queue in Tesco's or standing washing the dishes, is to just practice in and out
for 10 seconds.
In for three and out for five slowly. And do that about five times wherever you are. And when you're in a panicky situation, to suddenly start breathing can really begin to calm the whole body down.
Right.
And that's what you're going to do, is try and calm the sensations of the body down. And the second thing to do is to self-talk. So when I'm in a lift, I get a grip of the mind immediately. I know, look, no one ever died in a lift.
No, right.
No one ever died from a lift door being stuck. Somebody will get me out. If I'm going to be stuck in here, I will get out. I am okay.
So it's positive talk.
I'm okay. Yes, I'm going to be okay. I think we need to really speak to the system and say, it's okay. You're going to be okay. You're not going to die. You see, what creates anxiety for people is the fear that maybe they're going to die, or that somebody close to them is going to die. You know, right now we're sitting here, you know, and in our normal state, maybe listeners at home are sitting and they're nice and quiet and they're just resting. They're just sitting at their kitchen home. They're safe. Mm. They're fine. And their resting heart rate would be low if we were to take their
blood pressure,
their blood pressure and stuff like that there. It would all be very normal. Now, if you were to take my blood pressure in here at the moment as I'm on the radio, mine will be elevated.
Forget you're on the radio.
Any kind of a sort of a stressful situation causes us to go, causes adrenaline to flow. That's normal. That's what causes us to into action and make things happen. That's healthy. Now, So, and then I would come out of that when I come out of the studio and go off and have a coffee, I'll come back down into my resting place. Okay, that's normal. And then you might have to go and pick up children from school. Yeah. Up yours will go again. And then you get home again especially and you settle down. And so our normal rhythm is up and down like that. Now, if suddenly I found myself in a lift today and the lift stuck or the door wouldn't open, I would go into a completely different level, a level of, am I going to die here? Any situation that brings us close to, you know, car accident, any sort of suddenly something that can
something
just
from
happen.
Childhood that might have triggered
just an event that'll happen in the day. That, but any time I ever hit an experience that goes, I'm going to die. You know, if you suddenly feel yourself in a car accident or something like that, you know, am I going to die? Or you watch somebody else and you think they nearly died, or they're going to die. That puts your whole release, your whole anxiety into a completely different level. Okay. And once you've had that template down, you see, I associated suffocating, that not being able to get out of that garage, is that was where I came close to, I mightn't get out of here. So I might die here. Now, I wouldn't have put those words on it, but the body reacted to that. So I have a fear that if a lift doesn't open, I might die. Now, it's not rational. It's not realistic. Of course, I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make a lot of sense. And I'm just thinking of the world we live in now.
Oh,
where
yes.
There seems to be a lot of fear around death and we're watching the news and everything is instant and it's all on our social media.
Yeah.
You know, bombings and earthquakes and wars and all of this. I mean, it sounds like we're talking about Matthew 24 here. But all of this rumours of wars and it's bringing up a fear in us. And is that a real fear?
Oh, it's a very real fear. I mean, I think people are becoming cautious of, I mean, maybe the next time someone wants to go to London, they might think differently about it. And unfortunately, the tragedy of it is to play into that.
Yes.
You know, if we allow fear to enter into our lives and take control of us, well, we're going to make our world very, very small.
Mm.
So, I mean, I might be a bit nervous the next time I go to London, but I'm not going to let it stop me.
Yeah.
And that's the key thing is, I mean, I'm nervous of lifts, but I don't let them stop me. Mm. I walk in, I keep doing it because I can't afford to, you know, allow my world to be small. I'd have an awful lot of stairs to walk up and down.
It's like people won't get into a plane.
That's right.
They don't have control.
Yes. I would have a lot of common things would be, that fears and anxieties would be actually sometimes several people anxious of, say, going into a big store like Tesco's. Or flying on planes, even driving in their cars at times. Just depends what they associate with that. But a fear can be totally an irrational thing. I mean, as I say, even stepping into a lift and the fear that it mightn't open.
That's irrational.
That's a very irrational kind of fear. Any small include. Oh, it's very real. Mm. It's very real. But, you know, I've learned to breathe. I've learned to calm down. I've learned to talk myself through it. And that's how you overcome it.
So there is ways around dealing with it.
Oh, learning
absolutely. To breathe.
Absolutely.
Learning to breathe. Learning to be calm.
Yeah, learning to
speaking
self-talk.
Speaking positive self-talk.
How you self-talk. If you beat yourself up, it's very counterproductive. But if you can actually calm yourself down and say, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. All right. You're okay here. You'll be fine. In the way we speak to a small child.
Yes. Reassuring them.
Yes.
So you're reassuring yourself.
Anything that calms us down.
And it makes me think of the verse in Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, bring your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart
and
your
mind
in Christ Jesus. So that actually makes a lot of sense, what Paul was saying.
You know, I think that's a real antidote to fear. And I'm so glad you mentioned that verse, because actually it's beautifully done in the Message Bible. It says, don't let fret and worry control your life. And you know, instead, bring it all to God and talk to God about it. And let his peace come and settle you down. But I think with fear and anxiety, we have to be very conscious in our prayers. There's no point sort of like, oh, Lord, help me, help me, help me. No, we have to actually do what that scripture says and sit down and focus and say, God, I need to talk to you about this really anxious fear here about this situation. Mm. That's what prayer and supplication and is. It's actually sitting down and being very specific about it. And I feel as if we will consciously, you know, give our fear and anxiety to God and make it a very specific thing, then that gives him time and gives him opportunity to allow that peace to come and settle us down.
Thank you so much, Johnny Riley. Just to mention to the listeners, the website is Alpha Counselling NACE. So www.alphacounsellingnace.
.ie.
So yes. People will get you at that, because I know you do the School of Emotional and Spiritual Health. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.